All right, let's move on to Caravan Ray.
Oh yeah,
but vocals are mixed really low.
Well, I'm sorry, me?
No, Caravan Ray's vocals are really low.
This one I do actually have some things to say about. This was another one that I had no idea what the lyrics were until I looked it up. I have a lot of those. I don't know, there's sort of this chaotic theme to the music that I liked, and it's clearly another one about COVID, but I came up with this weird theory. It's about a zombie, someone who's a zombie who just doesn't want to deal with being a zombie and would just rather play music the whole time. And so they're just zombieing around the zombie apocalypse, and all the other zombies, they're like, we gotta go kill the humans. And they're like, no, music.
That's an interesting take.
I have a couple of those as song fight. I came up with a couple of weird theories.
Yeah. The zombies are all like brains. But there's a couple of zombies are like, yeah, but what about rhythm?
Yeah. There's no style in your murdering people. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'd interrupted you. Go ahead.
There is this vocal, there's like this distorted vocal thing in the background that at first I thought that was a kazoo, which is kind of weird. I'm still not entirely convinced it's not a distorted kazoo, but I'm pretty sure it's not.
Yeah, Alice and I spent some time listening to that, and I'm pretty sure it's just a highly processed vocal or electronic sound that's meant to imitate a vocal sound. But to Alice, it was a kazoo. I don't know Caravan Ray, if he's been around a lot. I was first introduced to Caravan Ray just in the last Spin Tunes. I really, really liked the Huckleberry Finn song that he wrote for Spin Tunes Round 1.
Yeah, he's been around forever.
Okay.
Forever.
2004, I want to say.
Yeah. I don't know if I've listened to his songs before. This one was completely different from what I was expecting. So after Spin Tunes kind of set me up for what I thought was his sound. But I have to admit, it kind of worked for me. The garbled, scrambled vocals, they were off-putting at first, but by the end of the song, I was really getting into it, and it really kind of forced me to listen to it, which I assume was kind of the idea. So, kudos.
Yeah, that may have been the effect of mixing the vocals pretty low, is that you're forced to really listen hard to make them out.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not just that, right? I mean, there's all kinds of weird effects being applied to them that just kind of leave them strangely garbled. Not garbled, but you know what I'm talking about. You heard the song.
Yeah. I had written in my notes, is this a creative choice or just a bad mistake?
I can't be just a mistake.
Probably not, yeah.
Because he could have fixed it.
Yeah, do you mean the low mixing of his
vocals? Just having the vocals so far in the back.
Yeah.
I did like the start and stop rhythm of the drums. I thought that was really catchy and kind of cool. The only other really note that I have that you guys haven't covered is I thought the mix may have been a bit heavy on the right side of my headphones. Like there were more sounds on the right than on the left, so maybe a little bit unbalanced, but I could just have a wax buildup on the left side of my ear, or my left ear, who knows.
Yeah, I thought there was neat stuff going on in the song, like the rest of you mentioned. I thought the vocals were so low in the mix that they were completely unintelligible. If you didn't have the lyrics in front of you, then it wouldn't make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
Also, I think the thing that you were talking about with the kazoo, what might be a distorted kazoo, I suspect that that's backwards vocals as a counter melody at the end. I could be wrong about that. That's what I thought I was hearing. Not sure, though.
I mostly just listened to it at the very beginning while we were analyzing it. I didn't listen to the end. That's interesting. Yeah.
And we might be talking about something different, too.
Maybe. But yeah, I have to say, I mean, I didn't find it that hard to understand what he was saying. There were definitely stuff I didn't catch, but the chorus was easy enough to follow.
I didn't understand a word of it until I looked at the lyrics.
Okay, yeah, well...
We have different headphones, I think.
Well, we have different brains, too.
Yeah, I'm also just bad at processing lyrics. Brains.
Yeah. Why does it have to be a choice? It can be both things. But yeah, no, I thought this was interesting song, and I thought it moved kind of in and out of the kind of toe tapping and head bobbing territory. But yeah, good. But I wish I could hear those lyrics in the song.
Yeah. Speaking of the lyrics, just quickly. Alice said this was clearly about COVID, and I have to say, I almost began to question whether it really was. It almost felt like it was using disease as a metaphor for something else. I don't think in the end that's what he was going for, but it's funny. It's hard to be sure.
Well, if you're using it as a metaphor, if you're using COVID as a metaphor for something else, then it's still also about COVID.
No, I mean using disease as a metaphor.
Okay, but if you're talking about disease now, then you're talking about COVID.
yeah, but anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, completely valid. Zombies. Let's move on to something.
About zombies, I stand by my conviction. Yep. Your argument is invalid.
Wasn't even an argument. Gonna move on.
Move on.